Welcome to Am I Old Yet? An audio comedy by Floyd Kennedy, sponsored entirely by you, the listener, so please let me know if you're enjoying it. This is the final episode of season one, so it's a little bit longer than usual. Episode 23, The Cat Leaps Out of the Bag. Helen isn't accustomed to having her daughter Janie keeping secrets from her, and she knows that diplomacy is not her strong point, so she has concocted a plan. Hello?
Janie, it's me, Mum.
Yes, I know, Mum. Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine. Just wondering if you're okay. Are you busy? Am I interrupting something?
No, not particularly. Why?
Oh, I just thought, hey, I haven't heard from you for a while. I know you're busy. How's John?
Hang on, I'll ask him. John, how are you?
Who wants to know?
My mother.
Tell her I'm fine. Thanks for asking.
He says he's fine. Thanks for asking. Now, what can I do for you?
Oh, nothing.
No, I just wondered. Oh, I just wondered if you'd like to drop over for a cuppa later on. Today, maybe? What do you reckon?
Okay. After lunch, 3-ish.
That would be perfect. Janie, is that you, darling?
I certainly hope so. Who else has a key to your front door?
Oh, ha ha ha, very funny.
Well, does anyone else have a key?
Yes, Susie and Jennifer across the corridor, in case there's a fire or a flood, or she needs to escape from her demanding family.
Really? I never would have put Harry down as demanding. And Nana is the most kind, honest...
Janie, joking alert.
Oh, Mom. Anyone would think I didn't have a sense of humour, but I do, you know. I really do.
I know that. So tell me a joke.
What?
Tell me a joke.
A joke? Oh, I don't think I do jokes. That's not what I meant at all. Oh, are you joking again?
I never thought of it before, but you and your second cousin Georgina are similar in many ways.
In what way in particular?
Well, she can't tell when her mother's joking either.
Oh, you mean you and Flora are similar in that you both enjoy teasing your daughters?
Fair point. I grant you that. Tea?
Lovely. Dying for a cuppa. Oh, what are all these books on the table? Are you researching something in particular?
No, they're for you.
For me? All of them? Why? It's nowhere near my birthday.
I couldn't wait till your birthday, and I thought they might be useful for you.
This is a book for children. Oh, they're all books for children. David Walliams, Ella McNick. Oh, I love that one. Oh, my goodness. Marcus Rashford. For older children, I would presume.
You would presume correctly.
But why? I don't just read children's books, you know. I haven't completely reverted to childhood.
No, but you are interested in children's books. Here's your tea.
Thanks.
And listen, you'll never believe it. Oh, let's sit down. I'll tell you all about it.
All about what? How very mysterious. Are you conspiring?
No, nothing mysterious about it. And definitely not a conspiracy. Now, are you sitting comfortably?
Sure.
Then I'll begin. So, you've been reading, let's say, more than usually, books for children lately. And I happened to mention it recently to a woman I met at the Cheese Shop Cafe, who happens to be the auntie of the lad I met there a couple of months ago.
Gosh!
I know. Coincidence, eh? And guess what?
What?
She's an illustrator of children's books.
Oh, really?
Yes, really. And she doesn't like to write them. She likes to, oh, what was it she said? Something about creating a visual story from someone else's words.
Okay.
And when I mentioned that you were interested in reading children's books, she gave me a list of the most popular, most recent authors to recommend to you.
Right. How very kind.
That's what I thought. But that's not all.
There's more?
Of course. It gets even better. Because remember the young lad, René, studying at a stage school? Well, he's her nephew.
Yes, you said.
Oh, yes, of course I did. Sorry. Repeating myself, loose connections between the synapses. That's what I blame. It can't be old age, can it?
Why not?
Pardon?
Why can't it be your age?
You mean you accept that I'm old?
Not exactly. Only in the sense that you're obviously the age you are, and it's not, as you keep reminding me, it's not young anymore.
Good. I'm glad you've gotten the message. The meme.
No.
The memo. Oh, God, I should just shut up for a while.
No, you can't do that now. You're telling me about the moor.
The moor? The moor what? Othello the moor? The Yorkshire moor?
Mum.
Okay, here's the moor. René.
The boy?
Yes. René came along while Auntie Jean and I were having a natter at the cheese shop cafe, and he offered to lend you some of his so-called young adult books that he reckons he's grown out of at the grand old age of 15, would you believe?
Oh, that is a bit previous, isn't it? A bit too hasty to grow up.
Tell me about it.
But then that is what children do, isn't it? They go and grow up too quickly. There should be a mechanism for fixing them with brakes.
An app for slowing them down, like a speed controller thingy in a car.
Exactly. There should be an app for that. It would be pretty awful, wouldn't it?
You said it.
So tell me more about Auntie Jean. She illustrates books, but she doesn't write them.
No.
Who does she work for?
I gather she's a freelancer. She likes to pick and choose who she can work with.
Whom?
Who or whom? I used to know, you know. Now I can't tell.
I am under the impression that it doesn't matter much nowadays. The rules of grammar have shifted.
They're certainly shifty.
Well, I'd like to meet her. Would that be possible?
Oh, I'm sure I could arrange it. I could ask her here, or we could meet up at the cafe, or... Oh, you meant just you.
Oh, I don't mind if you want to come.
I could just introduce you, then head off to do some shopping. I do shopping too, you know.
Now that I do know. But aren't you going to ask me why?
Why what?
Why I'd like to meet her.
No, none of my business.
Oh, Mom, you're so transparent. Of course you know. You've figured it out probably weeks ago, haven't you?
What?
Don't try to play the innocent. Or are you still guessing? Go on, give me your best guess.
Oh, all right. And if I'm wrong, feel free to laugh uproariously.
Oh, I shall.
I think you are writing a book for children.
Well done. You got it first time.
Oh, thank goodness.
But why on earth couldn't you just have told me? Why all the secrecy? Oh, you know, I was just a bit embarrassed. I didn't want you to think I was moving into your territory, you know.
Not sure I do, but I'm sorry that you felt that way.
I'm absolutely delighted, nay, thrilled that you're writing anything at all. But why children's books? Why now? It was Georgie.
Oh?
Yes. She reminded me of the stories I used to tell her when I was babysitting her back in 85. Don't you remember? She was about 6 or 7 and she refused to learn how to read.
No, I wasn't there that trip. I was in New York on that grand reunion with the girls
from
college.
Oh, yes, of course. The Cabal. Weren't there 5 of you?
Yes, Joey and me, Paddy and Essie and Rosie.
And didn't Rosie disappear?
She died.
Oh, yes, sorry.
Go on.
Well, Georgie was telling me about the story I wrote down for her in an exercise book to show how we could read the same story over and over if it was in a book. And so then she agreed to learn to read.
I don't think I ever knew that.
Well, I didn't think anything of it at the time. It was just a bit of fun. But Georgie decided that I was a good storyteller and I should have a go at writing an actual book.
Oh, how wonderful. What a terrific idea. So that's what's been going on. And you're doing it.
Janie, I'm so proud of you.
Oh, well, hold of fire. I haven't done it
yet. But you started, haven't you?
Yes, but we don't know yet if it'll get published or if anyone will want to read it.
Oh, yes, you're there already.
Where?
At the launch. Janie, my darlingest daughter. I'm not going to say a word, apart from this one. Good on you. And this one. Just have a go.
That's more than one, Mum.
I know. Sometimes I cheat. What the?
Shall I get it?
No, I'll go. It's probably the post.
Okay.
Yes? Can I help you?
I'm sorry to bother you. I was looking for Helen. Is she here?
I'm Helen.
You're Helen? Oh, yes. I can see it now. I'm so glad I found you.
Didn't know I was lost.
God, you've aged.
Excuse me? Do I know you?
Yes, Helen. It's me. It's Rosalind.
Who?
Rosie. Helen?
Rosie? No. No, it can't be. I might have aged, but you're supposed to be dead.
Well, I'm not. Honestly, Helen, it's really me.
Who is it, Mom? Is everything all right?
No. Oh, yes, yes. Yes, it's all right. It is you. And you're not dead.
No, not yet. Can I come in?
Of course you can come in. Come on, get in here. Janie, put the kettle on. This is Rosie.
I thought you said she was dead.
Well, I was wrong, all right.
Oh, nice to meet you.
That was The Cat Leaps Out of the Bag, episode 23 of season 1 of Am I Old Yet? By Floyd Kennedy. The roles of Helen and Janie were played by me, Floyd Kennedy.
Jonathan by Brett Heath.
And Rosie was played by Frances Brodie Oldbridge. The music is from Pieces by Joan Melton. This is a homemade, independent production from Thunder's Mouth Theatre. That means we have no funding, by the way. You can find out more about the podcast on the website www.am-i-old-yet.com, which has links to all the episodes and information about the guest performers and the blog. You can also support the podcast by donating the price of a cup of coffee or by joining our team of patrons on patreon.com. There are extra benefits for patrons, including character naming rights, my voice on your voicemail message, and more. Now then, that's the end of season 1. We'll be back in 2 or 3 weeks with season 2. Thanks for listening. Stay safe.